Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of Raw Talks podcast this new season. Welcome, Simba.
Thank you, Sarah.
Today, we are focusing on the new things that we have coming and the new energy, the new frequency, the new stuff we have going on. And one of the biggest things that we have going on is that you are launching your own modality, internal alchemy.
Yes.
So let's talk about that today. So internal alchemy is your own modality that you've created together with the founder of TRE, Dr. David Berzelii. Can you, how come you did your own modality all of a sudden?
The birth of internal alchemy is really something that came through me. So I started with TRE 2018 and I went to all of these classes. I was mesmerized because working with the nervous system works so deeply for me and for the clients that I had throughout the years. So I quickly decided I want to be a TRE provider. And then once I became a TRE provider, attention trauma releasing exercises, I felt there has to be more, right? And my teacher said, okay, you can become a certification trainer. So I joined that track. And once I was done with that, it was really fun. I'm teaching classes, I'm still teaching the program. I still felt like, it's not at capacity, you know, there's something more. There's like, if you look at the essence of TRE, when you actually elicit tremors inside of your body, it literally shows you there is something else that wants to be birthed. There's something else that wants to come out, right? It shows you your authentic self that wants to burst out and reveal itself. So I started exploring with TRE, and then I met Berzelii in person. He came here and stayed with us, and I think that was really the starting point of he's saying, just go, let your innovation drive, let creativity drive, don't be in a box, you know, life is too short for that. So I really felt, you know, he gave me the permission and the boost to really explore TRE. And fast forward to this year, I've been studying a lot of modalities and, you know, doing trainings. I've had trainings, I received trainings, I've been a client, I had many clients. And I felt that there was components in TRE that I'm adding on as interventions, but it's still a framework of TRE, right? Which I love, which I think is great. But something inside of me wanted to do something differently. Wanted to have a different expression of it. And so the name internal alchemy really, you know, came about through a lot of discussions with different people about the ability to change one chemical, one emotion, one sensation from one state to another state. So when I look at this modality, it's sure I'm thinking of how to structure it, but it mostly comes through me. And that might sound strange, but it's not like I decide to do this. Now I'm going to set a plan, a goal. No, it's just I started to see the picture. I started to see the name. I started to see how I weave different things in. And then different practices just started to gravitate towards me. And that's really how I'm working with it. You know, it's a living essence that wants to be expressed, and I'm just a medium for it. That's how I'm looking at it.
Yeah, thank you. And internal alchemy is, for me, it feels like it's both the name of the modality, but it's also the name of the process that you are, that is going through you. And it's so deeply connected to the work that we have been doing for the last 7, 8 years. And it's the internal alchemy of how to, because we're so deep into the nervous system and the somatic work and the tissue work, and you know, releasing whatever we have unprocessed in the system, and also like learning how to transmute and alchemize any kind of negative emotion or negative experiences. And so it's like it's the name of the modality, but it's also the name of the process that is happening inside. That's how I see it. Is that
Yeah,
because
I
we haven't really talked about that.
No, but that's true. The if you look at alchemy, it's really changing matter, chemicals. It's changing something from one essence to another, from one form to another, from one shape to another. And when I look at internal alchemy, one of the things that comes up is chemistry. Because thoughts are chemicals, right? Emotions are chemicals. Sensations are chemicals. So when you look at the way you perceive life, it's usually through those sensations inside of your body. If there's a lot of stress, if there is trauma and your body is prone to produce or has a surplus of stress hormones like cortisol, it is literally not impossible, but it's very hard for your body to produce and for your brain to produce those happy feeling, good serotonin, dopamine, endorphin, or, you know, all of these feel good hormones that helps us to think positively or look at life differently. So when I look at internal alchemy, it's really about changing that chemistry within you, because your experience on the inside will start to shape your reality on the outside. And that's not just, you know, the secret or, you know, law of attraction. It's physics too, you know. It's you can look at it scientifically too. It's magnetism. You will gravitate towards where you have a correct balance of polarities, plus and minus. Two pluses, they repulse. Two minuses, they... So when you put yourself in certain states within yourself, you can start to gravitate towards other people, gravitates to circumstances and situations. And internal alchemy is really about that, changing it on the inside through a lot of different processes and modality, but also through the understanding that you are aware of this is possible. Mm-hmm. That I'm not just looking at, oh, I have to have this much money or this many friends or this relationship, this job, or living in a country that has sun all the time or whatever it might be, you know. I don't, the external circumstances are important, but the internal reality is what makes you kind of gravitate things towards you, but it's also what makes your perspective of what you have around you, like how you perceive the world.
I mean, I work a lot with the manifestation, and I mean, manifestation is all about the internal alchemy. It's about what you attract, and, you know, it's something that goes on 24/7. So it's so within as without and all of that. So when we want to upgrade our life experience, which most of us want to do, either from a pretty bad place that we have a lot of pain, or, you know, we don't feel very good, or if we want to perform, or if we want to do something or create something, it's the same energy, it's the same alchemizing process that creates life force and kundalini awakening and sexual energy and pleasure and creativity. It all the same thing. And that's what I find is so interesting, because we both do the same thing, but from completely different aspects. But it's all about shifting so that we get the best opportunities and the best circumstances, and that the internal world is matching the external world that we want to have.
Correct. That's a very good description of it. Definitely. You change that reality on the inside. And from a Western mind or Western perspective, sometimes that might not really sound realistically, right? Especially from where I grew up in Sweden. Sure, we're open as Swedes, like, you know, open to perspectives and so on, but it's also very rigid in the mindset of how things works and how reality is and belief systems and what you need to do to get things and so on. And I believe a big part of it is to realize that limitations is something that you put on yourself or that you inherit or how you perceive the world around you, but it still comes back to what is happening to you inside of you because of what's happening or in spite of what's happening around you. And if you look at something like a traumatic experience, it's not the external event that creates the trauma. It's how your response on the inside meets the external environment. And that usually has to do with, you know, genetics and previous experiences and all of these things. But it also has to do with the surplus of stress hormones and chemicals that usually comes if you had a traumatic past. So when you change the chemistry inside of the body, you start to change how your body perceives life, experiences, and then you're able to meet the same experience differently. And when you change, the way you look at things change, the thing you look at change too, because you will treat it, you will approach it in a different way. Just look at an argument or a conversation or anything. You had the same argument with the same relative or boss or friend or whoever. And one day, something changed inside of you, and you are not meeting that argument. You are not meeting that energy. You changed, and I guarantee you the situation and the dynamic's going to change. And it doesn't have to be argument. It can just be the outlook of life. You know, maybe I'm always grumpy and I change it and I start to smile, and then someone smiles back at me, and the energy's, oh, I haven't met you. Have you just moved here? You look new to me. You know, maybe someone didn't see you because that's what I was coming from. Now, these are like corny examples, but just to give you an idea that that's really simple experiences or practical experiences that can change your reality. And we can go even deeper beyond that, right? Because every emotion, every thought, every state of your being has a particular breathing pattern, has a particular imprint in your nervous system, like a program, like a button. When I experience this, I feel this emotion, and that's what we call a trigger. It's like a program, like a learned pattern, bam, and we press it. And that's also stored in your fascia, because your fascial body is 60 to 70% liquid. The human body is 60 to 80% water. And water has the ability to remember. We store experiences in water. So if the very structure, the fascial structure, the connective tissue that holds all your bones and organs and everything like that, if it remembers life experiences through shock absorption, something happens to me, I tense up. That experience gets stored in that electromagnetic water inside of your fascia. So now you're physically that reality. You're physically that reality. So what I want to do with internal alchemy is to work with the breath to start to change the breathing pattern so we can feel that emotion, but through the nervous system regulation, we can clear it. We can clear that unfinished stress response. I didn't get away. I didn't have a chance to defend myself. I didn't have a chance to do something. That's an unfinished stress response in your nervous system that keeps on looping, that creates cortisol and stress hormones. If you combine that with moving the fascia, it becomes like you're rinsing a towel, the water, the memory of that experience starts to evaporate from your body. If you combine that with energy work, you're shifting the energy inside of your body. Now you have a very complete approach. And the last component is the tremors that comes from TRE, but from many other modalities too. TRE is the one that is the greatest influencer of it. But craniosacral therapy has movements like this. Kundalini yoga has movements like this. There's a lot of different traditions. I mean, shamanism has it. There's a lot of different lineages and traditions that has shakings or vibrations or movements. And when you combine these five elements, you can really start to shift the memory of your body.
Yep. Thank you so much. So there's five pillars and five components to internal alchemy. So you started with the breath. And then you said it's the nervous system regulation. See if I remember them. Then it's the fascia. Then it's the energy. And then it's the tremors.
Yes. And that's kind of how I designed it. But one of the main components is also it's a living experience. So you might start in another end. I mean, I don't want to create another box, like I said. You know, I'm not saying theory is a box. It's not. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to create a framework that's a box. So see this more as categories or areas to start to create a different perspective. And the human brain, the Western brain, the way we live in today, kind of wants some kind of structure or something so we know what we can be consistently practicing and exploring. But once you kind of familiar with these areas, or when you start, you can start in any area that you like. This is just the order that I kind of prefer to do it. Because when you start with the breath, you really get to meet yourself. Because as I mentioned, every breath, every thought has a specific breathing pattern. And when you start to breathe in different ways that I put into this class, into this modality, you can calm your nervous system down. You can activate yourself. You can basically go into certain stressful situations in a controlled environment and learn how to handle them without being in an environment where you're stressed, which means when you actually come into an environment where you feel stressed normally, it's like you strength train your body and you cleared a lot of it. So your body knows how to handle it. Thus, you're more equipped, or you don't even feel the stress anymore because your body has gotten used to it and cleared all of that stress out. So you better prepare. And the nervous system awareness, I mean, that's literally where you come from. No matter what you do, no matter what practice you do, if you don't have the awareness of your nervous system, how it works for you, how it works in relationship with other people, I would say, my bold statement, you're coming from an idea. If you don't work with the nervous system, you don't have to agree with me the way I look at the nervous system, but if you don't work with the nervous system, if you don't have a clear idea how it works for you and in correlation with other people, you're coming from an idea. You're not coming from an embodiment, because that is what really creates the embodiment. And same with the fascial structure. If we're not working with the fascial structure and going deep into the fascial structure, we can never fully be embodied, because the fascia comes from a cellular level and goes through everything. And one of the main components with fascia that is not talked about very commonly in the world that I see today is actually the elastic effect that it has. So if I pull my finger back like this and I let it go, it snaps back. That's because of a recoil effect in the fascia. But this effect also starts to move energy in a different way. And energy can be tension. Energy can be holding your breath. Energy can be shock. So you start to move that trapped energy that many therapists today are saying that, oh, it's all stored in your body, stored in your trauma. And some people say, oh, there's no evidence for that. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. Anecdotally, I've proven it for myself and with many other people throughout these years. You're starting to move that energy, and then you start to create a change within you. So you can literally think that this is how my body's shaped. But when you start to move the fascia, you're literally changing the fabric of your body. And you can just imagine yourself, if I change the fabric of my body, a lot of things is going to change. And my belief system of what's possible or not is probably going to change too. From that component, we're going to energy. Now we can start to expand upon what else is possible, what else might be want to do, what else is possible for us to create or to navigate or work with. And from there, the tremors comes in for the body to integrate all of these things physically, not just on an intellectual level. So you're literally rewiring the body from the inside, not from a concept. So that's kind of how it's coming to me, right? It's still coming together, step by step, but that's kind of how I'm viewing it at this point.
It's super interesting. So, how are people able to experience internal alchemy if people are listening and feel like, well, I want to try this? How can they join?
Yeah. So I have a group container online classes through a group container we call the Wellspring, where I teach this class on a monthly basis that you can join in if you want to try a session and kind of get a feeling for what is this like for me? What could it potentially do in my life? I also have online trainings that are self-paced if you want to do it for yourself as a self-exploration that's fully self-paced. You can do self-paced and online classes that you get. You can study at home with pre-recorded videos, but you can also join in on the live classes and kind of explore. And I also have training programs within this. If you want to learn to become a certified practitioner within it, either for groups or individuals or for both, then I have a website where you can go to and you can learn more about it. You can also do a free consultation with me if you want me to share a little bit about my experience and yeah, just bounce back and forth and see if this is a good fit for you. So there's many different ways of exploring this modality for you and to have the expression of it move through you.
What I really like about the certification training that you're doing that is a little bit different from the TRE is that you have divided into the three phases and that you can do them separately. That so as you said, that the first phase is something that you can do only for yourself if you don't want to be certified or you don't really have an interest in helping other people yet or ever. I mean, that's up to everyone, but since it's internal alchemy is the process, it's a very deep self-healing tool. So the first phase is for those who just want to do it for themselves, but learning it on a deeper level for oneself than just attending singular classes. And then you can build and do the module of the group facilitator or the one-on-one. So you can, it's more accessible. Or you can do the full training. And so does the, yeah.
No,
Does this.
that's exactly what I was going for with creating the modality. I wanted to be accessible for people and not one track or two tracks alone. That's wherever you're at in life, in your journey, you can start exploring this. And you don't need to use my framework either. It's not that this is the way it is. I want to give people basic information and experiences, but that you explain it, explore it through your experiences, for your language, with your culture appropriation. And that's what I think also is very important with this modality, that you make it into your own. So you're not just a copy of me going around saying the same thing. No, it's an authentic, genuine expression that moves through you. This is just a framework to awaken that expression and that inner essence that wants to come out. That's really how I see the modality.
And does this mean that you will not teach TRE anymore?
No, I will still teach TRE. I love TRE. It's changed my life. I'm so grateful for Dr. David Bracella and all the work that he's done. And I will still teach TRE because I think it's a beautiful modality. I think it's a beautiful way of working with mind, body, spirits. And there's even possibility to do both TRE provider training certification and also the internal alchemy, that you can do both at the same time, because I'm a trainer in both tracks. So you can combine them too if you want to have a very powerful practice or different kind of practices that you can utilize with people.
What would you say is the main difference between the TRE certification training, the full program, and the full internal alchemy certification program?
So with TRE, we focus a lot on the nervous system. We touch upon other areas of fascia. We touch upon areas of psychology and trauma and so on. And we teach people how to regulate their own nervous system, how to help others regulate the nervous system. So TRE creates a framework for people to explore and the ability for you to hold your ground so that you can hold ground for others so they can explore and learn how to feel safe. It revolves a lot around a therapeutic model of sense working with the nervous system, which is good. What I do differently in internal alchemy is that we can go deeper into the different areas like breathing, fascia, of course, nervous system, but also the energy work, and then combine it with the tremor. So it opens up more pathways for your body to release energy, to receive energy, but also for you to, it's like, I want people to have enough information so they can start to understand and explore, but I don't want to fill anyone's cup up so they're just repeating what they heard, because this is something that's going to be explored and shared through you. So I think if anything, that is for me, the main experience and the difference is that this is something that wants to move through you and it should be your expression and not focused on one area alone, which, I mean, I wouldn't be here if I didn't start there. So I have all the gratitude and all the love and I still teach it. But I felt, you know, coming back to the origin of this podcast, there's more, and I want to give people more, and I want to teach people to not have the box, you know, no walls, no roof. Where can you go? And that ultimately, you know, came a lot also from Bracella telling me like, hey, don't be in a box, just go for it. Just go for it. Have fun. Like this wants to be birthed through you. So allow it. And that's really what I allow myself to do. And I want to create a way for people to have the same experience. So that was a bit long-winded answer, but I hope.
Oh, it's okay. There's also a podcast that we have already recorded with you and David, Dr. Mm-hmm. David Bracella, where you talk about internal alchemy. So there's another episode that you can watch as well. And so the first session, the first official public session of internal alchemy will be July 8th. I'm correct now, right?
The date is right, but it's actually the second one. But you're right. The first public for the Wellspring is the July 8th, correct?
Yeah. So the next time that you can join Internal Alchemy is on July 8th. So that's, as Simba said, it's part of a program, but we are opening up that program because it's been closed, well, semi-closed before, and longer containers. So now we're opening that up. So it's much, much more available. And all the sessions in the Wellspring will be open for drop-ins. So every month, Simba will be doing 3 sessions within the Wellspring. It's 1 internal alchemy. It's 1 breath work. And it's 1 my fascial movements.
Yes.
So you will be going deep into all of those. And the fascia is part of the internal alchemy. However, fascia will have its own full session. So those will also be available for drop-ins.
Yes.
And at the same time, you are expanding on your breathwork experience because of the internal alchemy. So there's also a specific class with only breathwork every month. And all of those are available for drop-ins, or you can have monthly subscriptions. But that's a opportunity to try.
And you can do those standalone for yourself, and you can combine them with the internal alchemy, like the self-paced program and these classes, for a very powerful experience. So I really created it for people to be able to have all of these different pathways to, from the comfort of your home, you know, kind of have the same experience as the people coming here to Thailand in our retreat center, where they have profound life-changing experiences. I wanted to create something that you can do from wherever you're at in the world. And that's really what we want to do with these group classes, internal alchemy, and, you know, the academy and everything we do here, the retreats.
I mean, the Wellspring is really a support system for people who are doing the same type of work that we are doing, a lot of internal work, a lot of internal alchemy, a lot of transmuting the past into a phenomenal future, and, you know, doing all of this energetic work. However, we need to move the energy, as you've been talking about, and move the energetics and the unprocessed in the nervous system, and do the somatic work, and, you know, process whatever is in the tissue, and all of these, like, activate all of these systems and activities that you spoke about, the recoiling effect in the fascia. All of these things just moves the energy in the body. And when we move the energy in the body, we also move the old emotion, the old energy, and we learn with practices as internal alchemy, and also the other practices in Wellspring. That's why we have it as a subscription, because it's almost like a subscription in your own, you know, moving the energy inside of yourself. I mean, we could really call the whole container internal alchemy, because everything we do is internal alchemy. However, now that's your modality, but that's really what we're doing in the Wellspring. It's a group container for people who are showing up for themselves and looking for that support to move the energy internally. And that's why we're opening it up for drop-ins as well, because not everyone can join all the classes. Since I'm stepping into Wellspring also, maybe you don't want to do all the classes. Maybe not all classes are for you. So that's also why we are opening up for the drop-in. But then we have monthly subscriptions and 3 monthly subscriptions as well.
Yes. Yeah. And I would say a little cliffhanger for another podcast is, I talked about the recoil effect. That's a fast one, right? There's also an energetic component to it. So everything you see with Tai Chi, Qigong, all of this energy movements, it all comes from the fascia, the energy you create in your body. So it has a very, very potent capacity to move. So I'll talk more about that in the fascia classes, which I will be teaching in the Wellspring too, but I think that might be another podcast to go a little bit deeper into as well.
I think so. And so if you're interested in learning more about internal alchemy, if you are interested in the trainings and the programs, there's one cohort this year. There's only one cohort this year. And that starts in the middle of October. And the interesting thing with this cohort is that everything starts at once. So if you are interested in the internal alchemy, head over to Simba's page where we describe the program and the setup, and then there's different modules that you can choose, but they all start at the same time in October.
Yes. And lastly, there is, if you're a TRE provider, there's a shorter track, because you have a lot of awareness from TRE, then there's a little bit of a shorter track if you want to be certified in internal alchemy, because you have that background, which I also wanted to offer for the TRE community.
And that's actually one of the trainings that you could do before October. So we actually have a little bit of a sneak launch, because we had someone who said, I want to do it and I want to do it now. So we said, okay, let's do that. So there is actually a midsummer special for all of those people who are already certified. Do they have to be certified with you?
No.
No. So if you have any type of TRE certification with any trainer,
yes,
and you are super curious in getting a certification, right? So it's a certification training.
Certification, yes.
Yeah, it's not just a training. It's a certification.
Certification.
From you and Dr. Berselli.
Correct.
And we have a campaign, because it's, yeah, it's right now, it's like a summer campaign. It's a midsummer campaign. So we give you a discount if you sign up. So when's the deadline? I'm actually making this up as I go, because we have that today.
As we go. Yeah.
Because I felt that's the energy. I want to give that to people. We have a lot of terrific TRE certification trainers already. I mean, we have fantastic providers already. So
plenty. Yeah, this is 2 weeks. You know, this offer will be here for 2 weeks if you want. And it's as a really good discount for the course. And I'll add some other fun stuff too, some extra bonuses for you to play around with and explore if you're coming from the TRE community, because I want to give back to the community that's given so much to me and to my life.
I think that's great. And that's a fantastic way to birth this program, I think. It's fun, it's giving, it's open, and we don't have to wait until October.
No.
So the offer stands for 2 weeks, but you can start. I mean, it's a combination of self-paced and sessions with Simba. So we have a structure that works, and then you can, if you are away for summer vacation or whatever, there's
ways of working with everything. Yeah. So
no signing problem. Up from now in 2 weeks, and then you can start a little bit later.
That's correct.
So DM us if you have any questions about this, or if you want to sign up for this this special midsummer offer, then just DM us.
Lovely.
Okay. Do you have anything else that you would like to say about the internal alchemy?
Yeah, it's really like this. You light the flame inside of you that keeps everything warm, that gets everything going. And it exists in many different practices, definitely. But that fire inside of you is what makes everything change. And life sometimes diminishes that fire. So this program is really to wake that fire up again. Not overexcitement, not adrenaline, a fire from the inside that helps you navigate forward in life. And that's really my gift, if anything, to anyone, to give you the tools so you can wake that fire. I'm not waking it, you are. You are waking it for yourself. And that's the most powerful thing you can do for yourself.
I mean, we both have the phoenix in our modalities. So there's something really, really powerful, and something that you and I really resonate with and have experienced, because these are the practices that we use in our own lives that has really been the most significant influences in our own healing. Because, I mean, for you guys who's been following us for a while, you both know that we're from Sweden, and we left Sweden 7 and 8 years ago on the quest to really change something in ourselves and change the trajectory of our lives. And for me, I mean, if I speak for myself, and we will do an episode about that too, but it's really this allowing whatever is not me or whatever is not mine or whatever I'm you know, it's just too heavy to carry, and that is weighing my whole system down. It's about allowing that to fall off. And the way that we do that is to walk through life and allow reality to be the mirror of what is it that we need to work on, what is it that we need to change. And that's why it's so interesting with the internal alchemy, because we really address the core of the nervous system, and together with also like universal law, the fact that we attract the so within, so without. So it's this using the challenges of life to awaken this fire and let everything else burn and rise like the burn phoenix, as and allow that kundalini energy and the life force energy to awaken and allow that to be the expression. And from there, our true lives begin. Our true selves emerge. So we are so devoted to that transformation, and we really want people to awaken that fire and that life inside, and that willingness to that lust for life, and
Yes.
realizing that we all have the capacity to alchemize our lives.
Yes. I agree. I think that's really a way of concluding it. That's the aim for both of us. And there's two different expressions. Internal alchemy is the way I do it. And it's going to be really fun to talk about your modality next time and share a little bit about, how that came across and what we can expect from that.
Yeah, so I will be teaching my stuff in the Wellspring as well, so, but we will talk about that in another episode.
All
Okay,
right.
Simba, thank you so much. This is super exciting.
Happy midsummer or summer solstice, and very appropriate time to share this.
Yeah, I mean, it's really time to shed. We're in the culmination of the ascension year, serpent year. So there's, I mean, transformation is on the menu. So this is very good timing. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Happy solstice, and see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Fun.